Unit 4. Listening 1. CAE Part 4. Multiple matching. Speaker 1.
I was told the best way to prepare for an interview is by going to the company's website and finding out everything you can about them. The idea, of course, is that it creates a good impression and proves that you are keen on working for them because they can see you've done your homework. The trouble was that they hadn't done theirs. The web page hadn't been updated for over a year. So I asked all these questions about products they didn't produce and subsidiaries that no longer existed. They must have thought I wasn't very well prepared. It wasn't my fault, though, and I kind of lost enthusiasm for the job once I found out what had happened. I mean, it's a bit slack, isn't it?
Speaker 2.
So there I was the night before in the living room talking to the dog. A bit strange, you might think, and you'd probably be right. But I was getting ready for the next day, you see. The dog was the interviewer, and I was trying out all my questions and answers on him. I'm not sure that's what the writer of the article had in mind when she said, "Rehearse the situation with a friend," but it seemed like a good idea to me. Anyway, it was all a bit of a waste of time, really. I overslept the next morning, and by the time I got there, they'd already taken somebody on.
Speaker 3.
Now, you're not to get all uptight and on edge like you normally do, was what my mum said. And that's more or less what the careers teacher told us at school. Projecting self-confidence at an interview is vital for success. Those were his exact words. So I put on my best suit to give me that confidence, cleaned my shoes, and off I went. Well, my hands were shaking so much you wouldn't believe it. I nearly spilt my coffee down my trousers. I think I managed to hide it, though. Of course, what I couldn't hide was the fact that I'd failed my maths GCSE. They wouldn't take me on without it. Shame, really. The money wasn't too bad.
Speaker 4.
Don't lean back in your chair, he says. If you do that, it might look as though you're trying just a bit too hard to cover up your nerves. Either that or you're not interested in the job. So, according to this Dr. Benson, it's advisable to lean forward, keep your legs uncrossed, and smile confidently. Well, I did all that. In fact, I smiled so much my face began to ache. But they somehow seemed to realise that I don't normally walk around with a permanent grin from ear to ear. They said they were looking for lively, bubbly people for their sales team, and they weren't convinced that I fitted the bill.
Speaker 5.
I saw this video in the University Careers Office where they recommended imagining the interviewer in the bath, playing with a plastic duck of all things. The idea is that they're only human, so there's nothing to be frightened of. So, anyway, I thought about the type of questions they might ask me, and I got to the interview about half an hour early so I could go over the answers I was going to give. But, bath or no bath, the interviewer turned out to be not so human after all. It was like an interrogation, and the things he asked were really tricky, nothing like what I'd prepared for. Just didn't know what to say. I felt pretty sick about the whole thing afterwards, I can tell you.